China's expressed strong opposition to a statement by the Group of Seven on a decision to improve Hong Kong's electoral system. The group expressed concerns about the decision, claiming it'll, quote, erode democratic elements of the electoral system. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office of the State Council says the decision is expected to serve as a fundamental solution to realizing the long-term peace and stability in the city. He says the illegal activities once rampant in Hong Kong, including riots, were directly supported by some Western countries. A member of the joint team involving the World Health Organization and China has suggested continuing to look for possible early COVID-19 cases in a wider range around the globe. Liang Wannian made the remarks when briefing European diplomats on the origin of the novel coronavirus. The joint tracing of the origin of the outbreak has found that a coronavirus with a gene sequence that's highly similar to COVID-19 occurs in bats and pangolins, but the similarity is still not enough to make it a direct ancestor. It found that the Huanan Seafood Market in Wuhan could be an outbreak site and amplifier of the pandemic. The team also found that the virus was found in environmental tests at the market after its closure, but what channels the coronavirus at the market might have been introduced through is still uncertain. A sandstorm swept across Beijing on Monday, turning the sky orange, limiting visibility to less than 1,000 meters and disrupting traffic. The Beijing Municipal Ecological and Environmental Monitoring Center said the sandstorm originated in Mongolia. Nine people involved in a forest fire in Ningxia have surrendered to the police. The people visited graves on a barren hill in a village in Guyuan on Saturday and caused the fire when paying tribute by burning fake paper offerings. Over 2,000 people were mobilized to extinguish the fire, and they have eventually put it out. The fire left two dead and six others injured, scorching over 260 hectares of land. Iran will appoint a special rapporteur to assess the impact of sanctions imposed by the U.S. and Europe on the people of the country. The results of the assessment will be submitted to judicial and human rights authorities at international, regional, and national levels. Officials say the rapporteur will take steps to form a global front against the violation of human rights of independent nations caused by unjust sanctions. They say Iran will support the victims of such sanctions in various human rights forums. Two people have been shot dead and 13 others wounded in a shooting on Chicago's South Side. Superintendent Dave Brown of the Chicago Police Department says the shooting happened at a party on Sunday morning.
15 people were shot. Two of those 15 people shot are deceased. Four guns were recovered at the scene. Our detectives are continuing to do their preliminary investigation and their interviews, but several of the witnesses who were wounded are still in surgery and have yet to be interviewed.
Seven of the wounded victims were taken to hospital in serious to critical condition. The city of Linwood and nine other cities in the U.S. state of California have held a memorial event to commemorate the lives lost to the COVID-19 pandemic. Lists of the names of loved ones who died of COVID-19 submitted by the local residents were read out. Solar torches, one for each member of the community who died due to the pandemic, were lit at the end of the ceremony to commemorate their lives.